Aloha. Aloha and blessings, Divine Ones. This is Priestess Maya Ananda coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the big, bold, and erupting island of Hawaii. And you are listening to The Road to Happy. Well, we have some excitement. Yesterday, there was lava. And I, yesterday morning, shot over to the crater's edge to see what can be seen. And I don't want to sound jaded. Sometimes it's like, it just looks like steam. But yesterday, as I was peering through the steam and focusing with my magical little iPhone, there it was, molten lava, three streams that you could see, and I don't know, my heart felt at rest. We are just a wacky bunch here. Someone was telling me yesterday, as I was resharing, you know, this tale, they're like, wow, you're so excited about something that could really be so dangerous. I go, but we don't think of it that way. We don't think of it that way here on the island. We just... And trust me, I'm not in the lava flow zone, but my mind went to some people who I have met who are and who were present in the eruption of 2018 and literally were in their front garden and just watched the lava come to them, praying to Pele to save their home. So trust me when I say I'm not in that camp, but there's many who are. So anyway... Where I sit, I am about 10 minutes from the park, and if I turn my head behind me, because I'm facing the beautiful, gorgeous Hawaiian sun, well, it's not Hawaiian sun, you know, it's the sun of the universe, but here, it is just owned by Hawaii, and gorgeous it is, and warm this morning, but if I turn my head behind me, I can see Pele rising with this beautiful steam cloud that just brings comfort to all of us here, going, yes, she is awake and talking, the earth is alive, and there is hot lava to be seen. So my daughter, apparently, she has informed me in the world of teenageness that there is a sleepover birthday party tonight, which leaves me to do some hiking later. And maybe do a live video from there. I have set up my YouTube channel, Maya Ananda. So have a gander. Go pop over there. I'll be doing some live videos from the crater's edge and from various parts of the island as days go on. I feel within me to become the roving reporter of the island and just share this beauty with you. Share what it is that makes us tick here. Yeah. Oh, excuse me there. Yeah, voice is still not 100%. Now, of course, the head cold is passing, but we've got these beautiful noxious gases that are being spewed out into the atmosphere. I could really feel it yesterday. My eyes were all scratchy. My throat was scratchy. And I forget sometimes that that steam cloud behind me is not actually steam. It is noxious gases. So there's that. Didn't seem to bother my daughter. I think she's just used to it. And of course, at the golden age of 14, you know, you could do anything. And anyway, it was not on her forefront of her mind. But I am a highly, highly sensitive energy being. And on that note, let me share with you, I could not sleep last night. You know, those of you who are high energy sensitive people, you can imagine that living just anywhere on this island, but so close to an erupting volcano. And we've had a series of earthquakes, which always accompany the hot lava, then it would be challenging to sleep. And I know the signs now. It's this unrest that I am picking up and absorbing from Mother Earth, as she's opening and transforming this cataclysm, which leads the pathway to transformation. And that is a really great key point to stress this morning in our own lives, is that We expect transformation and growth to just happen, maybe sometimes, or maybe we don't want it to happen, and we just go about, oh, the wind is picking up. I'm going to have to resort at one point to my wind mic, but don't have it with me today, so you're just going to have to enjoy the wind with me. But cataclysm, transformation, yeah, we go about our lives, don't we, just day in and day out, and many of us, so many, those that I've worked with, counseled, coached, wake up in the morning and feel less than sparkly, don't we? We think of us moms especially, juggling way too many things, wearing hats that we weren't really meant to wear, too many balls in the air, and then wondering why, A, we're not excited about our day, our life, and wondering why at the end of the day we reach maybe for something that is not the healthiest, and we know to get us through, or we think it's quote-unquote a reward for struggling, and I use that word, all my words chosen carefully, and those are chosen because I want to shift them. We are not here, divine being, to struggle and suffer. Those words have been embedded in our psyche, in our conditioning, old story. See, the wind is agreeing. And we really need to pluck them out now and shift them. Shift our vibration from fear, struggle, suffering to joy. And that is why we are all here on the road to happy, and why I've named the podcast Road to Happy, mainly because a return to sacred was already taken like 5 times. But that is my mission in life, part of my divine purpose. And I feel what Mother Earth is saying to us all is that, no, dear ones, look around you. There's just so much wonder and beauty and joy to behold. And I know that so many of you are saying it just looks out of reach, doesn't it? Out of grasp. So we are here together in this sacred space, sharing with you hot lava, the cataclysm, the open volcano, to say, allow some of that into your life. It is not through the day-to-day, what's the best word? I just see this workhorse image, you know, you just head down and you're going through work today. That's not change. That's not transformation. You have to allow for that space, for that deep dive. And the magic word, and the word that I'm being shown now, oh, there's a voice again, by my guides and angels, is choice. Choice. So many of us feel like our hands are tied behind us, right? That we are bound so tightly, and we don't have a choice. We don't have a choice, and it might seem like that. But I assure you, divine ones, every moment of every day, you have a choice. And it is that moment that you choose just different. You don't have to create, oh, do you hear the beautiful birds also singing in agreement? You don't have to have a whole scenario in your head. Like, okay, right, I'm not happy with this. That's what I want to create, and I have it all envisioned. You don't need to go to that extreme. You know, we humans think that we need to have everything planned out. And there's a chapter in my book called The Forcing It People. And I myself have been in that camp of the forcing it people, because that's what we're shown. We're shown that aggressive nature and forcing issues, that's a good thing. And I assure you, it is not the way to go. There's a softer way to go. Softer and much kinder to yourself. Oh, two little birds just flew right before me, two of the local birds, and I've got to get my bird names down so I can just share what their actual names are. Of course, Mother Earth didn't name them those names, so we are just welcoming their magical energy. They're a greenish-yellow little color. They look like little finches, and I find that they always fly in pairs, which is sweet. And on that note, I've lost track. of where we are, but that is life. And so we'll just pause there for a moment. Well, I really had to pause there as one of my wayward cats I haven't seen in several days came strolling into the garden. So I paused for a moment to go say good morning to her as she's decided to grace us with her presence. But back to Cataclysm and the gift that is transformation. You know, we put so many labels on life, don't we? Something is good, bad, or other. And I strive in my own life and in my teachings to eradicate those words because there's so much behind it, right? So many connotations. If we label something as bad, we are imbibing bad in our psyche, in our energy field. And that has all sorts of ripples and ramifications. So when something happens in your life, take this as an exercise. Don't label it. Don't say, oh my goodness, that was the worst moment in my life, or there's such a horrible thing happened to me today. No, nothing happened to you, and a million scenarios just went into my head. And of course, sharing my own story, but it doesn't happen to you. Things happen, things occur. It's how we look at them, not even deal with them. That comes next. It's the perception. So if we take something that might appear as quote unquote bad or horrible or terrible or any of those words, take something and flip it on its head. You know, I just was shown an image of the crater opening up. You know, here we've had this peaceful crater, plants starting to grow again in little crevices, and just all very calm. And then literally the earth rips itself open. All of these things happening and bubbling underneath the surface that we're not privy to unless you're a geologist or scientist that's studying these things. Or like any one of us here, you are on the volcano alert and know what's popping. But the earth literally rips itself open with this force of raw energy and spews forth molten rock. It's amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. So we think in our own life, that which bubbles underneath the surface, dear ones, you might think you're pulling it deep within you and hiding it, but that has ripples into your energy field and out into your broader circle. There is no hiding a thought or a word within you. Word, just like, wait, I got off the original topic. That happens a lot. It's a meandering path. But you might think when you pull something within you that it's hidden and tucked away. And I assure you, working as a hospice counselor, that that couldn't be further from the truth. And in those final months or time that you have, when I'm called in, that is when it all comes out. Just like this volcano behind me. There is no hiding anything within your energy field. You are energy 100% of the time. And so back to the words that we were saying, if you are labeling your story, quote unquote, with words like bad, horrible, and holding on to those moments, clutching to them, this is my definition, this is my story, this is who I am, well, then you become that story and you become that energy of bad and terrible and horrible. So I challenge each and every one of you first to think of your story. What is it that if a stranger walked up to you today and just said, tell me about you, what would you spew out? What moment? What would you share without thinking? Think about it. What have you been saying verbatim, ad nauseam, for months, years, decades? That energy encircles you. dictates your life, creates your reality. So I change, challenge each and every one of you to first come to observe your story. What is it that you are sharing? And what is it that you can shift within that story? Because here is the beauty. Something that I have found, the medicine that has been shown to me, is that we each have incredible powers to rewrite our stories. We have this amazing thing called our imagination, our power of visualization, and it is that that creates our reality. So you can go back. You can go back to a moment that I call it sticky energy, and you can rewrite it. You can imbue it with love. Spend some time with that moment, with that remembrance, until there's so much love around it that it just shifts and fades away. It doesn't become that stickiness that grabs onto you and weighs you down. You can send it forth with love. Just hold on to that. I will be doing lots of, well, one-on-one coaching if needed be for those of you who calls you to that moment. If you'd like to find out more in some open workshops. Because what I'm being shown is that that is the thing right now. That is the thing, that we are here collectively at this time to rewrite our own story, to shed some aspects, some threads that just do not work any longer. We don't need them any longer. We do not need this old story. We do not need this version of this heavy-handed, patriarchal, domineering male god figure who sits above us with this, you know, lightning bolt and big beard. Let it go. Let it go. That doesn't fit any longer. And we will talk more on that. But these moments in your life that you have labeled, unlabel them. Hold them in your hand with love, with tenderness, care, compassion, mercy for yourself, and say, in that moment, I did the best I could, and now I'm going to rewrite that. I do not choose constriction. I do not choose fear. I choose to open my heart to the love that is out there. As Pele behind me rips open her breast, bearing it raw, and says, this is me. Look at this. Rock tumbling, steam coming out, lava spewing forth to create anew. We cannot get through to that gift of transformation without that pain of change. Now, let me pause there, because pain and change, wish to take that back, because those don't always go together. But I was thinking more of, you know, the birthing process. Unless you're completely out, you know, passed out or put out, whatever, that moment, there's some pain. There's some pain in the, or, you know, it's beyond discomfort. I remember my first contraction. I was like, holy gamoles. This is not a joke. I was like, this is something. And what really grabbed my attention more was that I had no control over it. My body was doing its thing. And we've just come so far to not trust our natural processes, right? But that's a whole another podcast there. So change does not need to be painful. But in the case of birthing something new, there most likely will be some discomfort, some stickiness. And if you can accept those moments, not with labeling them, not with giving them that heavy energy, but saying, yes, I'm going to take this on one moment at a time, remembering to breathe, feeling into what is happening in this moment, then I can get through this for the better. Notice where you are choosing constriction. You can call that fear. Where you feel small, undervalued. Look at those moments and say right to the universe, I do not choose this state any longer. I choose expansion. I choose to evolve. I allow change to run its course, to run through me, trusting that all will be well, trusting in the powers and wisdom of the universe. It's a tricky one. It's a tricky one because we like to hold on. We like to think we're in control of everything. And on one hand, of course, my Gemini moon rises its head with a flip-flop. On one hand, we are in control. We are in control. I have said it a million times. One thing. Oh, geez, the craggliness. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. We are in control of our energy 24/7. That is the one thing in this life that we are in control of. No one else can affect, can come into our energy field and do things without us knowing. And I say that's we're just going to pause there because there's a whole wealth of information in that moment. But you are in control of your energy field. You are in control of your thoughts. That's a big theme of my work, is looking at your thoughts. You know, we so many of us think that our thoughts just pop in our head. That's it. Or we just don't pay attention to them and we let our minds just go. You know, that unruly toddler that's just blah, 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 banging on pots and no one's reeling the child in, setting some boundaries. Our mind really is like that. Everyone can find stillness. It's a bit of a practice. I was working with my own dear mom who thinks that this is why I started on the road of meditation. Because we have just let our minds go for too long without setting some boundaries, putting a bit of discipline, a few techniques, just laying some groundwork for our minds and shifting into our heart space. Of course, it helps to be in a space that is quiet, such as here on the Big Island. I will be working to welcome people for retreats and groups again. That is my heart's desire. Would love to meet with you here where we can sit together in silence, connecting, communing with Mother Earth, allowing her energies to work through you, to clear and cleanse and to heal. And of course, right now we've got some hot molten lava. So going to the crater's edge and sitting there, there's some beautiful little spots where you won't be disturbed by they're saying 10 to 10,000 plus visitors over the next couple days or the weekend to see the lava. See, I'm not the only one. Some quiet spots to really feel that energy. To really sink in, and whatever you're sitting with, if you've got some heaviness within you, some weight that you say, Mother, I cannot carry this any longer, then throw it in that crater. Offer it to our, offer it to Mother. Offer it to Pele. Take this, please. Help me transmute it into something else. Help me to transform, to grow. I don't choose this weight any longer. It's all possible, Divine Ones. It's all possible. You just have to believe. Right. And on that note, I think it's yoga time for me. It's feeling complete this morning. Taking a look back, yep, beautiful, beautiful cloud of steam and noxious gases. So lovely. Wishing you joy, peace, purpose, and the gift of transformation within your own life. And I'm wishing for myself here that this craggliness will go away. It's enough now. I'm annoyed. Watching my dog, who just loves to forage, eat, not sure what. I think a little piece of pizza. That's great, Sylvester. Anyway, sending you love from the islands, love from Pele and Divine Mother. Offering you a bit of lava into your life to help you shift and change. The wind is picking up here and looks like a bit of mist coming, so that is my cue. I am Priestess Maya Ananda, coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the big, bold, beautiful, and erupting island of Hawaii. You have been listening to The Road to Happy, from my heart to yours, Divine One. We are one. Remember, you just have to believe. Bye.